Orexin deficiency can cause a number of disorders, for example, daytime sleepiness, but it's also regulate food intake, feeding behavior, and also reward behavior as well as energy expenditure.
Really?
So it sounds like a happy hormone or happy peptide, because once you have it, you will stay awake, be alert. You can eat a lot without gaining weight because you burn the fat. But at the same time, we found that it also boosts your bone mass.
How did researchers make the leap to orexins and osteoporosis?
People have known that some neuropeptides regulate bone mass through various mechanisms, and we were just curious whether orexin also behave in this pathway. So taking advantage of being at UT Southwestern, where Dr. Yanagi Saba already have the mouse genetic models for these protein, we just look at their bone and found that when the mice don't have orexin, their bone is very fragile and weak and breaks easily, which is very similar to osteoporosis in human.
Is this just pure coincidence, or is there something that orexin actually does to bone mass?
The initial finding was testing a hypothesis whether this neuropeptide regulate bone mass. And following the initial observation, we take advantage of several other mouse models, and we found that orexin functions through two different mechanisms, meaning they bind to other proteins called receptor and function in a different tissue. One is in the brain, one is bone itself, and they all have a control over bone formation, which is a process very important to build new bone.
This sounds like a huge discovery. If you can come up with something that can actually reverse this disease?
Especially current osteoporosis medicine are mostly focused on inhibit bone degradation, which in some way is actually required for physiologically bone remodeling, because you need this bone degradation process to repair your tissue. So what is mostly wanted and hoped for is a drug that can boost new bone formation, which is currently lacking. And what we found through the orexin pathway is we have at least two ways potentially to increase building new bone: orexin receptor 1 and orexin receptor 2. We found that these two receptors actually have opposite function. Inhibition of orexin 1 or activation of receptor 2 can both increase the formation of new bone. Another thing I think potentially very exciting about these orexin pathway in the treatment of osteoporosis is it potentially can boost both your bone health and your metabolic health. For example, orexin has been shown to increase energy expenditure as a potential treatment for obesity and diabetes. So current drugs for diabetes has been reported to have a bone loss side effect. So potentially, if we activate orexin pathway, it may not only prevent diabetes, but also prevent bone loss.
Dr. Wan, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.